Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Talk Saturday, rolling right along here on a lovely Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you. Thanks for hanging out with us, by the way. We've had Howard Simon to start the show. Not a better way to start it.
It's been a day, and what a start it was.
And we will get Pat Malacaro in about a half hour's time talking about the divisional series as they all get started this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that.
But first, we have things that we do. Traditions stay traditions, and we need to keep them being traditions. And we go to a no good, very bad game in London. Are you ready for the quarterback matchup that's going to feed families and generations? The royal houses are going to come back in London for Vikings Browns.
Oh boy.
Dylan Gabriel versus Carson Wentz, baby. Feel the magic. It's very real. Carson Wentz is going to be basically wearing a Myles Garrett jersey by the end of the, morning for us, afternoon for them. And Dylan Gabriel, the only thing he has going for him, I think, in this moment against a tough Vikings defense is that he's not Joe Flacco in his current day.
Yeah, that's for sure. But also, we got a problem on the Vikings offense. Not just Carson Wentz.
Their offensive line.
The third string center's playing. Multiple tackles out. Like, I don't remember exactly who, but their offensive line is a slice of Swiss cheese at this point. So this Browns defensive line might actually be able to do some harm, and we'll have to see.
Oh, the thing is that defensive line has been doing it.
Right.
Myles Garrett got triple teamed against the Packers in a conga line, much reminiscent to the Sabres-Sharks game.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't be surprised if we tie 0-0 in this game.
I'd be actually kind of surprised by that.
You think?
There's got to be a defensive touchdown here, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. But I think it might be a 7-0 game. I think you're going to get the worst show on turf in where are they? England or Dublin?
They're in London.
London. They're in London.
The Vikings
Dublin
have
was
been
last
there.
Week.
The Vikings have been there for a week, though.
Yeah.
And now you're
they were
sending
right
a rookie
Dublin.
Quarterback on international travel to make his first career start when he's already not a great NFL prospect.
Sorry, I was saying something about that, but I was mouthing it like Shadur Sanders. But yeah, it's not great. Not a great start at 9:30. Sleep through that one. That might be my recommendation for you.
Bench all your fantasy players and sleep through it.
Yep. If you have Myles Garrett, though, in an IDP league where you have a defensive player, run it. That's my advice. This is vile, by the way, Evan. This is vile. Disgusting.
To the fire and the flame, baby.
Yes.
All right, let's get back to at least a little bit more legitimacy here. The first loss of the season for the Indianapolis Colts last week.
Mm.
And the Raiders coming into town now. Great remedy, I would say, for a Colts defense that got gashed a little bit by Puka Nacua, and then Tutu Atwell at the end when they had 10 players on the field.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also Puka Nacua.
Yeah, not great but for the Colts.
The Colts now, you don't have to face Puka Nacua. You get a Raiders squad that should have won last week and didn't.
I think this will be a closer game. I feel like these two teams, realistically, I think they can go tick for tack. I do think the Colts do come out on top on this one, and Indiana Jones kind of does push it back in the favor. They only drop one game on the season so far, so
I think the Colts are easily at 4-1 here. Geno Smith is turning the football over at an alarming rate.
He looks like he played on the Jets. That's it, like when he was on the Jets. That's what he looks like.
Yeah, he's very disheveled right now. And
he's
not
the Geno Smith that played on the Seattle Seahawks. So not great. Not great.
Sometimes it would happen in Seattle, but it was only sometimes. He's starting the year leading the league in picks.
This is bad.
It's dreadful. So no, I don't think even Daniel Jones has to lift much of a finger for this one. Wow, there's some bad games this week. Eagles-Broncos is not one of them. I think this one should be closer than a lot of people would think what the records are indicative of. Bo Nix, though, I think might struggle again. He's had a little bit of a turnover problem so far.
Yeah, it's a sophomore slump. We've seen that with the other sophomore quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And C.J. Stroud, when he was in his sophomore year, he really slumped. A lot of these teams get tape on him from their rookie season. They really study up on him, and now we're seeing it live.
More importantly, the Eagles and how they play, they hate fun.
They do. They do.
Their own offense is terrible.
Well, they actually like fun because they faked Tush Push last week. So
no, they're just,
I don't know.
They're just trolls playing bad football. Or not bad football, but ugly football.
Yeah.
They're trolls playing ugly football.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness. Thanks for beating the Chiefs. Can you stop being so annoying?
Yeah. They could be 5-0. They could be 5-0. They could match the Bills' record with what we think.
They could be 5-0 playing the most annoying brand of football that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It is gross. But, unfortunately, they're going to continue to do that. I do like the thought of this getting a little closer, though. I do think it could. Especially the Broncos are getting a little desperate. They want to get a win in the win column for sure. I don't know. Could Bo Nix? What version of Bo Nix are we getting is the question. Are we going to see the Bo Nix from last season? Or is this going to be a continuation? What is that face for? What are you doing? What's going on?
Guys, there's a lot of bad football at the 1 o'clock slate.
Oh, no. What's next?
Okay, which one should I pick?
Hang on. I'm looking at the schedule myself. How about Texans-Ravens? How about
that? Texans-Ravens with possibly no Lamar Jackson.
And none of the Ravens' elite secondary that played against the Bills in week one.
Well, hold off on the word elite there.
Well, Hamilton's injured now, too. He's on the injury report.
If
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So Kyle Hamilton, who's actually good.
Yeah.
In the secondary, and Lamar Jackson, who's incredibly good, might not play in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Rush against the Texans, who refuse to score points.
Yeah, that's a terrible one.
Stoppable object and movable force.
Yep, they're just going to give and take with each other the entire game.
The Texans, who are a very stoppable object, and the Ravens' defense is a very movable force. Who's going to win that battle of not so much tug of war?
I don't know, man. Because the Texans are more complete injury-wise, I would say, right?
Yes.
They have C.J. Stroud. They have Nico Collins. So you would think the Texans would be able to win this game. That'd be terrible for the Ravens, though. Their record at that point would be 1-4.
Their offensive line is abhorrent, though. And they traded an offensive lineman away as if there's not a problem.
Right.
So,
Terrible decision. Not great. You're right, though. The 1 o'clock games are absolutely gross.
They are booty cheeks.
Because there's another one.
There's another one here. Like, there's three more that I have to do here. I can take my pick here.
Oh, yikes.
Evan might be loading up the trombones just for any of these games at this point.
Just the 1 o'clock trombone run.
Use your discretion on whichever game I end up saying in like a couple of times here. Cowboys-Jets is a game that is going to happen here.
I don't know if that one's as much trombone-y as the other ones are, but...
That's why I picked it next.
This is an absolute... I don't...
It's not great, though.
Cowboys can only play offense. They can't stop anything. So they're going to just outscore the Jets, I think. That's what's going to end up happening.
Stoppable object against movable force.
Exactly.
Because the Jets, outside of 1 week, when they opened the season against the Steelers, have not known how to move the football very well at all with Justin Fields at this point. If the Cowboys let that happen, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
You could.
Wow.
I wonder. I got to see the over-under for this game. Because I'm actually curious.
48.5. Oh, 40.
I would take, honestly, that's not a bad line. I think
that's
this
really
game could just go shot for shot for shot for shot because there's no defense.
But like I looked at all the other bad games that I've made fun of so far, and that one has a 48.5 line. Do you want, By the way, the over-under for Vikings-Browns is 36.5.
Yeah, that's bad. They know that's going low.
So
take the under.
Yeah, take the under on that one. Take the over on this one.
Yeah, I would.
Meanwhile, another game that might just be bad football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dolphins, Panthers.
Yeah, that's bad. That is bad. Yeah, no, this game, in all seriousness, the Panthers look like pre-benching of Bryce Young last season.
What is this one? Oh my God.
Master of Puppets. Yeah.
It sounds like one of those like fart pedals.
It does. But yeah, the Panthers are pre-Bryce Young benching looking. The Dolphins, you're out Tyreek Hill now. Your biggest weapon on offense is out.
Right.
Tua, I don't really know what to make over there. He's talking about concussions this past week in press conferences. Did you see that?
No.
He's talking about drinking water and eating carbs so his head, like the fluid in his head and all this stuff.
Panthers have a chance to do the trolliest thing ever and call Cam Newton in to pound the drum.
Yeah, exactly. That would be awesome, first of all.
That would
be. But this game, I'm glad. I don't know what the schedule is around the...
I never want to hear that one again, by the way. That was terrible.
I don't know what the schedule is, who will be watching these games, like where in the country. My TV will be off. I will not be watching that.
Your TV might be off. It might also be on Giants-Saints.
Giants. I think the Giants will win this game. This one actually is a little interesting. Spencer Rattler...
has been fine.
Against the Bills last week, actually showed some flash, scrambling, everything like that. I don't think he's going to be able to do that against the Giants D-line because they actually have a pretty solid defensive line.
They have an incredible defensive
yes.
line, actually.
Yes, so I think it's going to be a little bit of a different story than
we
it was.
We almost got a thick six last week, Dexter Lawrence.
Close.
Got 3 yards away, Justin Herbert
the
had
The cameraman had no idea what was going on there. He was way down the field. But the Saints, I think, could keep it a little frisky. Jackson Dart in week two is going to be really interesting because they beat the Chargers last week with like 3 yards per attempt, approximately, and the Chargers had 6-point-something yards per attempt. So the team with more yards per attempt lost. And you know who the last team was that did that?
No.
Bills Dolphins. Josh Allen's rookie year. Brian Daboll's been involved in both of those on different sides of it.
Oh, wow.
Crazy to think. But... the Giants, I kind of want Jackson Dart to be good. I'm not going to lie to you. I do. Personally, because he's on my taxi squad in my Dynasty Fantasy Football
League. Oh, boy.
But he showed some flashes last week. I'm intrigued to see if they actually complete some passes more than 3.5 yards. That'd be pretty interesting to me. But what do you think?
No Malik Nabers makes this a lot harder, actually.
A lot harder.
It makes it a lot more difficult. And it's
Devin Singletary is going to have to pound the rock because Tyrell Tracy's out, too.
Those are some bad games on that slate. Let's move on to 4 o'clock where the records between two teams are more respectable. But even then, Titans and Cardinals is showing up here like, ha-ha, this is also going to stink.
Yeah, the Cardinals have that game.
The Cardinals probably have that game in the bag. The Titans, as Cam Ward says so eloquently, keep it a buck. We are booty cheeks.
Yeah.
And that's not the exact quote, but that's what I'm using here. The Titans are indeed booty cheeks, and...
I don't know if they win a game as long as Brian Callahan's in charge.
Nope, it doesn't look like they're going to. It's a shame. They could be the Browns 0-16. They could be the new 0-16 this season.
And more aggressive.
Or 0-17. They'll be worse.
The more aggressive suitor.
Yeah. It'll be bad.
Bucks and Seahawks, though, talk about games that get back to the interesting front.
Yeah.
Two members of the old
Carolina Panthers
2018 draft class.
And they were on the Panthers at the same time.
Baker Mayfield with a great clip.
Yeah.
You know, I keep in touch with Sam Darnold all the time. Oh, you guys reminisce about the good old days in Carolina?
No.
No.
No, why would I do that?
No, why would I do that? That was great. But Mayfield and Darnold, both on different teams, both leading them to 3-1 records so far.
Yeah. They both have talented players on offense as well. You're out Mike Evans, though. Chris Godwin is making his return, right? Or maybe already did.
Godwin
I don't remember.
Did.
So he's continuing to play. You might have a pretty competitive game here. Baker's
both have young superstar Ohio State wide receivers.
Egbuke. Yep.
Egbuke. Yep. And then JSN on the other side.
Jackson Smith.
So there's a lot of promise in this game. I'm very much going to be watching this one as much as I possibly can tomorrow. Lions-Bengals did have the pizzazz until Joe Burrow was out. Jake Browning is playing like probably the worst quarterback in the NFL, and that's saying something because Joe Flacco had been playing.
And speaking of both of those guys, remember 2 years ago when Burrow got injured and Flacco was starting for the Browns? Remember Jake Browning almost led him to the playoffs and Joe Flacco was in the playoffs?
He almost got them there, and that was kind of the expectations that Browning would just be not a complete disaster.
Yeah.
He's been a complete disaster, and it's just... Now the Lions, who found their mojo after week one.
They did.
They are back to humming.
They're David Montgomery had a legacy game against the Ravens. He really showed he still got it. It's not just Jahmyr Gibbs' show. Sonic and Knuckles still duking it out there. So
Amon-Ra St. Brown is incredible. The Bengals' defense is bad. And
it's very bad.
There's a lot to
We've
look
known
into.
That all, yeah. all offseason. That
Chargers Commanders. I don't... Hang on, I need to see the status on
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden
will
Daniels.
Play.
He will play,
I believe.
Okay.
Yes, he's not marked as questionable in any fantasy leagues I have him in. So.
He is indeed officially a go, actually, against the Chargers. L.A.
Got to bounce back.
Falls out of the ranks of the unbeaten last week.
Mm-hmm.
A little surprisingly, even so.
This should be a really entertaining game between the two teams. You have two good quarterbacks, some offensive weapons. Terry McLaurin is out. He will
he's
not be playing.
Out, yes.
Yeah. So Deebo Samuel, questionable still, I want to say.
Deebo Samuel is still playing pretty well with
even
the
with,
opportunity.
Yeah.
He is, I don't see any injury designation on Deebo Samuel
Good.
This week. So
Good.
That should be important, imperative even so for that when it comes to Washington trying to get a win here against the Chargers. And with Daniels back, I think that Washington steadies up here. One
they
last
should.
Game to get over. On this one, we've got four teams on the bye this week, by the way. Falcons, Bears, Packers, Steelers. Atlanta with an extra week to get ready for Buffalo, by the way. Sunday night, obviously, is Bills Patriots. And then Monday night football. If I said that two of these teams would have a 2-2 and 3-1 record, you wouldn't be surprised. You'd just be surprised which one has the two wins versus the three wins. It's Chiefs-Jaguars.
Yeah, Chiefs 2-2.
Chiefs are 2-2. The Jaguars are a very fraudulent-looking 3-1 to me. I'm just worried that the Chiefs are back. And not worried, but like I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
I'm sickened by the idea that the Chiefs are just back.
Jacksonville has the opportunity to do the most amazing thing, though, this week. Really just put up a game against them. If they do that and the Chiefs like struggle, the Chiefs are back thing goes out the window because that was just a game against the Baltimore Chiefs game, I think, is taken out of context a little bit because of the state of the Ravens' defense, as opposed to what it was when the Bills played them fresh in week one.
Oh, yeah, when they gave up 40 points, when they were 41 points, when they were healthy.
Healthy, right.
So maybe the state of the Baltimore defense never changed.
Maybe it didn't. It's trending down, though, with the injuries. Bad.
It's that Lamar Jackson is also banged up now, too.
Right.
The Chiefs do have a really good defense, though, again, annoyingly so.
Oh, Chris Jones, whenever he's there, he's just going to...
He's going to wreck stuff.
That's what happens.
That's
yeah.
what he does. Give him something to break.
And credit to him for showing up in the state that he was in.
Yeah.
Literally from his aunt's funeral, he shows up and plays well in that game. So, got to give credit where credit's due there.
Emotions can sometimes really charge a player, and that's something that is real in sports. Games are still played by people.
Yep. Human beings.
Human beings.
Human error is a thing.
Human emotion is still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
As for the Jaguars, Travis Etienne's been great this year, by the way.
Has.
Quietly in third in rushing in the league.
heading into week five.
Yeah, I feel like not a lot of people are really talking about him like a top three running back. So
it's been very quiet, but Trevor Lawrence is still very hot and cold.
Hope he has a hot week this week, though. Make the Chiefs drop down to 2-3. I would love that.
Yeah, that would
continue
be nice
to stifle them. I would love that. That's Monday night, right? No doubleheader this week on Monday night.
There's no doubleheader. We've got teams on bye weeks now, so here we go. Everything's back to a little bit of order here. Less chaos. And then next week, we got a doubleheader for Monday night. But...
hey, we're on the earlier end of it, though.
We're on the earlier end of
Bills,
it.
Bills, you got two primetime games, Sunday night, Monday night.
We'll wrap up hour number two and then talk to Pat Malacaro at 1 o'clock here, previewing a lot of this divisional series baseball coming up here this afternoon. As the elite fall sports scheduling is ramping up, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.